Fulton Commission Chair John Eaves wouldn't say whether or not Ellis should step down.
I wish the best for Burl Ellis. He's a friend of mine, and my thoughts and prayers are with him and his family, and I hope that justice will prevail.
Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed also declined to say whether Ellis should step down, adding he hadn't yet read the 15-count indictment.
I believe Burl Ellis is a good man, and I'm not going to cast judgment on him before a court does. Candidly, I'm really upset to see a person who I think is a good person going through that. So I'm just going to reserve my comment and let the judicial process play out.
Reed said he's going to, quote, leave the rest to the good people of DeKalb County and the people at the state and the governor's office. Governor Nathan Deal has received a certified copy of the indictment, triggering the creation of a 3-member advisory panel headed by Attorney General Sam Olens and tasked with weighing whether to remove Ellis from office. The panel's recommendation is expected within the next month. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.